Getting you up across Dubbo and the Central West. Dubbo and the Central West. On your radio, online, on your mobile. For McDonald's, Dubbo and Wellington, Hit 93.5's Pippa and Jimmy.
Hey everyone, how you doing? Pippa, morning, happy Wednesday.
Welcome to Wednesday, my friend.
So your next door neighbours had a birthday party last night
or
something.
I'm very tired. Working in breakfast radio means you have to have nana hours. You need to go to bed really early because you have to get up at an ungodly hour. And last night my neighbours decided to have a belter on a Tuesday. At 10:30, I'm awoken to them yahooing downstairs.
Oh, no, not at 10:30 at night.
But on a Tuesday in Dubbo. I'm sort of like, it's not Oxford Street in Sydney, guys. What could be going on in Dubbo on a Tuesday that's so crazy?
Why didn't you grab a vodka cruiser out of your fridge and head down and join them?
Because I'm a responsible citizen, Jimmy.
You used to be cool.
Yeah. You said that yesterday.
Did I?
Yeah, you did. Well, so you've used the same joke 2 days in a row. Good start.
Pippa, it's not a joke. Stop trying to make out that you previously been cool was a joke.
Here's the thing. I'll tell you something for free. I've actually never been cool, not for a day in my life. So I'm not worried. If I'm not deciding to be cool now, I'm actually not worried.
Hey, Mayor Ben Shields is going to be on the show today. We're going to talk about the budget.
Yes.
How was your budget day, by the way?
Well, it's a great day. You know, there were some wins, there were some losses. We're going to give you a budget breakdown for dummies, which is basically you and I. Just explain it to you in layman's terms. What does it all mean?
Well, my tax bracket, I don't know how much you get paid, but my tax bracket get $500 extra in my pocket from the government.
Ding dong.
Yeah.
Well, great.
What can I spend that on?
Oh, a bit of bowler's run. Probably at Uncle Dan's. That's probably where that's going to go. Just a stab in the dark.
Stand by. Up next, we are doing Pippa and Jimmy's Urban Beats. Right here on Hit. Right after David Guetta and Sia do Flames. 6 past 6, morning everyone. One foot in front of the other way. One breath leads to another, yeah. Oh, oh my love, don't stop running. David Guetta, Sia with Flames on Hit 93.5. Morning, everyone. You're on air. The Pippa and Jimmy Show. Remember, give us a call anytime. 13, 12, 16 here at Hit 93.5.
It's Urban Beach. Oh, it's Urban Beats, actually, but it's thanks to Urban Beach at Arana Mall. They're your local surf brand gurus. We've been playing you some beats of a song.
We have the last couple of days, because last week we did Urban Beats and nearly every day it went off.
People just smashed it.
We're literally playing like 0.1 of a second of a song and people smashing it.
Yep.
This week we thought we'd make it a bit trickier.
Mm.
And we've got everyone stumped, I think.
Yeah, we do. We've pulled the wool over your eyes.
Yeah. So what we're going to do, day 3 of Urban Beats at the moment, amazing prize on offer.
Yes.
We're going to send you off to Urban Beach at Arana Mall. Take a listen to this little bit of audio. We've doubled it in length. So it was originally half a second, then a second. Now it's over 2 seconds.
So get your ears around this Urban Beat and have a listen to see if you think you know what it is. Well, that's very long compared to what we've been giving out.
Okay, have one more listen. There you go. 13, 12, 16. If you think you know what our Urban Beat is, it's day 3 of this one. Give us a call. You'll be off to Urban Beach at Arana Mall right after Pink, You in Your Hand. Morning. Check it out. Going out on the lane now. Dub on the Central West, number one, Hit 93.5. Morning, everyone. You're on with Pippa and Jimmy at 14 minutes past 6 o'clock.
It's Urban Beats and Jimmy. Dub on the Central West may have cracked this one because our phone lines have blown up deluxe.
Did I go too easy on day 3?
I don't know. Emily on 13, 12, 16. Are you confident that you know what this Urban Beat is?
Yes, I am very confident.
Okay.
Emily, we're going to play it for you one more time. In fact, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play you day 1. Then I'm going to play you day 2 and then day 3.
Great. Piece the puzzle together.
So this was day 1. That's all it was.
Yep.
Then this was day 2. Let's piece this one together. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
And now day 3, we've doubled it.
Emily, have you pieced it together? What do you think that Urban Beat is?
Is it TikTok by Kesha?
It is.
You've done it. Congratulations.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh, I know.
Do you want to make a speech?
I don't know what to say.
I know. It's hard when you get put on the spot like that, isn't it?
I'd recommend you just start by thanking your parents first.
Yep. Yeah.
And God, that's always a good one to go to. You can thank us too if you like.
Yeah, thank us too. Yeah. Urban Beach and Aranamol.
Yes.
Thank them.
Thank them.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Right. You're written down? Okay, take it away.
Okay. She's got stage fright, Jimmy.
Stage fright.
It's okay. Fright. Happens to the best of us, Emily. Congratulations. You're off to Urban Beach and Aranamol.
Thank you.
No worries, Emily. Sit there for a moment. Hey, your top news headlines somewhere in the world are coming up next. And a 200-year-old feud between Chinese towns has ended for a very unusual reason. We'll tell you what it is next.
Husey and Kate's Hunger Games.
The groups weighed in and the results weren't great.
Dub on the Central West number one. We do it thanks to Mick Cafe. It's Australia's most popular barista-made coffee. Hit 93.5. Morning, everyone. It's the Pooper and Jimmy Show.
It's time for your top news headlines somewhere in the world. So, first top news headline, two Chinese villages have ended a 200-year-old feud, which was a 200-year-old marriage ban, saying that no one between these two villages could marry one another. And they've ended it because no one can remember why it started.
Oh, no.
Isn't that great?
Have you ever had an argument before with a friend where after a couple of weeks you go,
What were we fighting about? Yeah. And then you really have to think back and you go, we were talking about that. Oh, and that really annoyed me. Okay, let's get over it.
Okay, yeah, wasn't that big a deal. Now, reflecting on it, I understand why all our friends thought we were going crazy.
Yes, 200 years old.
200 years old. Oh, they must have lost the paperwork. Because imagine if that was this day and age, it would be documented over social media what the feud is about.
Oh, it would be.
So it'd be remembered forever.
That's right.
Like, we'll always remember what the feud between North Korea and South Korea was about because it'd be documented.
We can go back through the archives.
Yeah, they're just going to forget that they both lay claim to the same land.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
These guys, though, they've just forgotten.
Exactly. So great to hear that all's well's end well. Second top news headline, somewhere in the world, it's nothing like being upstaged by a drunk person.
Oh, really?
He's had a few too many.
What's happened?
So this is an amazing moment in Thailand where a drunk woman interrupted a group of breakdancing street performers and stole the show with a series of incredible backflips.
Now, I think I've done exactly this before.
Really?
Not stealing the show of incredible backflips, but getting drunk and trying to outdo a street performer.
Oh, no.
And guess what type of street performer it was?
A stand-up comedian.
No, statue.
Oh, you would.
I tried
it. You would.
So I'm in Barcelona. Yep. Had a big night.
Yep.
I met some new friends.
Mm-hmm.
We're just roaming around the streets. And they've got the statues there. And I decide, you know what, I'll put my hat on the ground and pretend to be a statue as well.
Oh, great. See if you can get any more coins.
See if I can get some more money for more beer money.
Yep.
No extra money for me.
Okay. Third top news headline somewhere in the world. So this family has been driving through a national park and a driver has captured a video of a hitchhiking bear that strolled over to his van and tried to climb into the vehicle.
You know what? Geez, forget kids these days. Animals these days. Lazy.
I know. Just wanting a free ride. Yep. Probably didn't have any money to tip him either.
Oh, probably
so
not.
So shows the bear approaching the van and getting up on its hind legs to peek through the window. And the video shows the driver saying, "Get down! Sit down!" And the bear declines repeated requests from the man to get off the van, leaving the driver to pull forward slowly to make the animal get back on all fours. So he was holding onto the car as he was trying to drive off. So he obviously just really wanted, some company maybe.
Oh, that's cute.
A bit cute, isn't it? A bit terrifying because
bear could
tear your limbs off.
I like stories where animals act like humans.
Yeah, that is cute, isn't it?
Yeah.
The top news headlines somewhere in the world.
Imagine Dragons now, Whatever It Takes on Hit. And we've got Beers, Boobs, Balls not too far away.
Mm.
English Premier League, we're a step closer to finding out who's going to be relegated. It's going to cost them almost $100 million.
Falling too fast to prepare for this. Tripping in the world could be dangerous. Everybody circling as vultures. Negative, nepotism. I do it.
Imagine Dragons, Whatever It Takes on Dubbo and the Central West, number one, hit 93.5. Hey, morning, everybody. Hey, we've got to jump to a quick news break. And then after the news, I've got a story for you, Pippa, about how Netflix have equaled a record that YouTube set years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, something pretty cool. It's a pretty interesting fact. I'm going to tell you what it is after beers, boobs and balls.
Yeah, brilliant. And I'm going to tell you about the next NRL regional game that's coming this way. It's coming to Mudgee.
Oh, how good is that?
Yes.
Can't wait. Okay, do that next.
Here we go. Pippa and Jimmy. Hit 93.5.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Hit 93.5's Pippa and Jimmy. From McDonald's, Dubbo and Wellington. On Hit 93.5.
Happy Tuesday, everybody.
Wednesday, mate. It's Wednesday. It's not Tuesday. Tuesday was yesterday.
It actually is Wednesday.
Yeah.
I've got a day complex at the moment.
Do you?
I still haven't gotten over Easter / Anzac Day, which has thrown my whole sense of what day it is of the week out the window.
That was last month.
I know.
What's going on?
That's why I've got a day complex at the moment. I literally cannot work. Like, I can't feel it. You know how usually you feel a Monday? You feel it's Tuesday. Yeah. You feel it's Wednesday. Friday, you got the Friday feeling.
Yeah.
I have no feelings towards days anymore.
Oh, no.
I'm dead inside.
That's a bit... bit bleak.
Yeah. Hey, Beers, Booze, Balls coming up next. And the record that Netflix has just set, which equals something that YouTube did years ago. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you what that is. Yes. And we've got the Fast 500 on the way.
We do. Your chance to win $500. You need to know how many points are awarded for a goal in a soccer game. Thought you'd like that one.
What a dumb question.
Hey. Nothing about the Fast 500 is dumb. We start easy and we get harder.
Can I just ask?
Yes.
What is your answer you've written down? Because there's no points. No one gets points.
How many points are awarded for scoring a goal in soccer? You get 1 point.
No. In soccer, you don't get points.
Well, what happens when someone kicks a goal in soccer?
You get one goal.
Okay, yeah, one goal point.
No, there's no... you got points in... The reason points exist in NRL and rugby league is because there's different ways of scoring them. Like, you can get, like, tries, which give you a certain amount of points. Now, in soccer, whoever scores the most goals wins, not whoever scores the most points.
Okay, so how would you phrase that question then? What happens when you score a goal? What happens to the scoreboard?
You just do the question.
How many points are awarded for a goal in soccer? The answer is one. And that's the first question in the Fast 500. Not as dumb after all.
I don't agree with it, but fair enough.
Okay.
Anne-Marie, 2002 on now, then Beers, Boobs and Balls.
I will always remember the day you kissed my lips, light as a feather.
Anne-Marie, 2002 on Hit 93.5. Hey, good morning, everybody. This is the Pippa and Jimmy show. She wrote that song with none other than Ed Sheeran. And we are currently sitting on 6:41 on Hit 93.5.
Come on.
Sports.
Kicking it off with a bit of AFL news today. Geelong Cats forward Tom Hawkins has copped a one-game ban after pleading guilty to making intentional contact with an umpire. So he made contact with the arm of a field umpire in Geelong's big win over Greater Western Sydney. And the case was sent straight to the tribunal by match review officials, and the three-member panel on Tuesday night took just 3 minutes to agree on a one-game suspension.
There you go, 3 minutes. That was quick.
Yeah, he did insist that the contact was accidental, saying he thought that it was a Greater Western Sydney opponent when he pushed the umpire's hand away.
Oh, yes, he was the guy who pushed the umpire's hand.
Yes.
Oh, geez, he's lucky.
He's lucky.
Because remember last week we were talking to the CEO of Newcastle Jets, Laurie McKinnor, and we brushed on about 10 years ago how the goalkeeper for the Mariners got suspended for 5 months for touching the referee's hand. So we have seen in sport before players having whole careers put on hold for touching the referee, because you want to be very careful when you touch the referee. So interesting. He thought he thought it was another player. So
thankfully, I think it was innocent. I don't think there was anything malicious behind it, but one game ban for Tom Hawkins.
There you go. Hey, a quick more AFL news for you, Pippa. Jordan Lewis has commented on the Nick Natatui suspension. Mm-hmm. Now, he made a tackle on the weekend, which the whole AFL is trying to grapple with how to handle the incident, because they want to send a message to the juniors and the people in lower grades that these sort of tackles aren't acceptable. Yep. But from a perspective of a professional sports player, you know, they're professionals, they can handle different levels of tackles and stuff like that. So that they reckon that it's not so bad. Take a listen to what Jordan Lewis had to say on it.
I just don't think, I know the AFL like to send a message to the AFL, but it also trickled down to local league. But we're professional athletes. We understand that at times, stuff is going to happen. Accidents will happen. It's just part and parcel of the game.
There you go. That's AFL. What's happening in the rugby league?
Well, round 11 for the NRL, a match between the Dragons and the Raiders is coming to the Central West.
How good is that?
Very exciting. It's coming to Glen Willow Regional Sports Stadium in Mudgee next Sunday, the 20th of May.
How cool is that?
Which is fantastic. So you can head to visitmudgeeregion.com.au. You can purchase your tickets there. You can go to Ticketek. Gates open at 11:30, and they're going to have a curtain raiser kickoff in the country versus city in the women's tackle game, and the NRL is going to kick off at 2.
Fantastic.
It's going to be great. I love the NRL's coming regional.
How good is that? We need to get a game to Dubbo soon, I reckon.
Yes.
Hey, over to the English Premier League. A big game this morning between Swansea and Southampton. Ended up 1-0 to Southampton, which looks like it's going to set them to not be relegated from the English Premier League.
Okay.
Now, not being relegated, get this, is worth upwards of £150 million, so $300 million over 3 years. Because if you get relegated, you lose a minimum of that $300 million Australian dollars just in TV revenue for your club.
TV revenue?
Yeah, that's how much money they make just from the TV that they will lose by being put down to the lower levels.
That's unbelievable.
So you don't want to get kicked out of that competition.
No, you do not.
There you go.
TV ready at all times.
That is beers, boobs and balls for your...
Wednesday today. If I say hump day, is that going to help you?
No, because you know
I don't like hump day, but I'm trying to give you clues to work out what day of the week it is. Do I need to write on a bit of paper?
Things I don't like. Hump day, we're on the downhill run to the weekend.
Okay. We are the both of those things, though.
Yeah, but I don't like them.
But if I say it, you're going to know what day of the week it is and stop telling people on radio that it's Tuesday.
Yeah, I know it's Wednesday now. Play Clocks on Dubbo on the Central West number one, hit 93.5 with Pippa and Jimmy 11 minutes away from 7 with the Fast 5 hundo. Not too far away. Then we're talking to Stephen Fennick from techguider.com.au. Good morning, everybody. Hope you're having a great Wednesday. As it is, we do it thanks to Mick Cafe, Australia's most popular barista-made coffee. Pippa, do you have Netflix?
Do I have Netflix? Is the sky blue, mate? Yes, I've got Netflix.
What are you currently watching on Netflix?
Currently watching The Crown because I'm getting into the royal wedding vibe situation.
You would.
Loving it. What are you watching on Netflix?
I'm in the middle of a series called The Killings.
Ooh.
Because, or it might be called The Killing, I'm not sure.
Right.
Because I've recently discovered that I really enjoy watching crime dramas which are spread over multiple seasons.
Okay.
Compared to like CSI, which is like individual episodes.
Yeah, right. Okay.
So I'm really into it at the moment. Have you ever had the fear that once you finish watching your Netflix series, that you have nothing to watch?
Oh, I fear that I have nothing to do with my life after I finish watching a Netflix series. I get that obsessed and invested that I will be living my normal life not watching a Netflix series, and I'll be thinking about the characters in my favourite show, wondering what they're doing.
Yeah, right.
And what they're up to and how they're feeling about that situation that just unfolded in episode 5.
Well, I've got some good news for people like you and I, Pippa, because I have the same complex there. Netflix have just revealed that, like YouTube did about 10 years ago, they've now gotten to a point where their original content, there's so much of it that it's not actually humanly possible to watch every single thing that Netflix has made.
Really?
Yeah, like if you watch Netflix 24/7, they're just their original content that they've made themselves.
Yep.
you wouldn't be able to make it through your whole life and watch everything.
Humanly impossible.
Humanly impossible.
Hey, geez, they're doing a good job.
Yeah, and you think, though, who's the head of the content team? Are they? Do they have to watch everything? Do they, like, how do they make sure everything's up to a good scratch?
This is a good question. Surely they'd have to have teams and teams and teams of people so that they can divide it up into bite-sized pieces.
So everyone can handle it. But that's pretty good news because now we never need to worry again, Pippa, about having nothing to watch.
So true. What a day to be alive.
Yeah.
Isn't that great?
You know what I've noticed they've started doing as well? Is they've started making shows in other languages and dubbing.
I have noticed that.
Dubbing English over the top of them.
Yes.
And now I feel like I understand how annoying it must be if, like, English is your second language and, like, say you speak Dutch or something.
Yeah.
And they've got to dub every English film in Dutch.
In Dutch.
And it's all over the place.
It's irritating.
I'm like, oh, now I know how you must feel.
Oh, seeing how the other half live. It's great when you can get a bit of perspective, isn't it?
Stand by. Your Fast 500 coming up just after 7 a.m. and a royal update as well from Pippa.
Here we go. Pippa and Jimmy. Hit 93.5.
Justin Timberlake's Filthy on Hit Morning. Pippa, Jimmy, 1 minute away from 7 o'clock, and you know what that means. It is time to call for our Fast 500.
10 questions, 60 seconds. The cash could be yours if you can correctly answer all 10, including the question one that Jimmy thinks is a dumb question for the quiz. How many points are awarded for a goal in soccer? You still haven't been able to rewrite the question for me.
Because I'm not going to get into the same argument that I got into before. I'm actually not going to buy into this argument again.
So if someone calls and answers that question correctly, will you accept it?
We'll accept the answer one.
Okay.
That's fine. I think it's technically, technically it doesn't make sense if you know the game of soccer.
If you're a real tragic precious about soccer.
You know what you're trying to do here? You called me precious in an attempt to rile me up.
Has it worked?
No, it hasn't.
Good.
13,
I'm so
12,
glad.
16. If you want to play Pippa and Jimmy's Fast 500, give us a call right now.
Does your credit card take a hit?
Let's go.
Pippa and Jimmy's
Fast 500.
Hey, happy Wednesday, everybody. You're on air, the Pippa and Jimmy show. Stand by because Stephen Fenwick from techguide.com.au joins us up next.
But welcome to the show, Steve, for Pippa and Jimmy's Fast 500. How are you going?
I'm good. Yourself?
Great, Steve.
Really good, Steve. Hey, Steve, I don't know if I've heard your voice before. Are you a first-time caller?
Yes, I am.
Oh, welcome to the show, my friend.
How good is that? Love having you here. Hey, who do you go for in the rugby league? You a rugby league fan?
I don't go for anybody. I just watch them and enjoy a really good game.
Excellent.
Oh, that's interesting.
It's a nice neutral ground to be on there.
AFL supporter, so I watch the Swans.
Oh, great. The Swannies, they're my AFL team as well.
Now, what's happening with the Swannies this season, mate? Because they got done over the weekend, surprisingly.
Yeah, I know. They'll come good, don't worry.
Okay, yeah, they always do. They always do. Well, last year, didn't we lose like the first six games of the season and still almost made the grand final?
Yep.
Yeah.
Because they lost a lot of their really good players.
Yeah.
And had some new recruits that had to be sort of worn in.
Yeah.
And that's why they came good last year, because the new recruits started playing.
Yeah, fantastic. Up the Swannies. Hopefully you can come good right now, mate, because we've got the Fast 500. 10 questions, 60 seconds on the clock. All 10 right, $500 is yours. If you don't get them all right, not to worry. We spin the wheel anyway. You win a prize. If you don't know an answer, say pass, and we'll come back to it if we have time at the end. Mate, you ready to give it a crack?
Yes.
Steve, here we go for the Fast 500. 60 seconds is on the clock. Your time starts now. How many points are awarded for a goal in soccer?
One.
Who will be Prince Harry's best man at the royal wedding?
Oh, I don't know, his brother.
What colour is the circle on the Japanese flag?
Red.
In the nursery rhyme, how many mice were blind?
Three.
Is the smallest bone in your body located on your ear or your nose?
Ear.
When texting, what do the letters R-O-F-L stand for?
R-O-F-L, pass.
Which famous female singer shaved her head in 2007?
Pass. I know it, but yeah, pass.
What is the name of Sydney's...
Sinead O'Connor.
What is the name of Sydney's annual festival which displays light shows all over the city?
No idea. Pass.
What was the name of Tom Hanks' ball sidekick in the film Castaway?
Ah.
What NRL team does Sam Burgess play for?
Oh, God, man. Oh.
Mate, you had such a good start there.
Yeah, you did well.
And you hit a snag. You got Prince William right. Well, except Prince William, Harry's brother. It was actually Britney Spears, not Sinead O'Connor. Ruffle, rolling on floor laughing. The Sydney Annual Festival with Lights is Vivid. Tom Hanks's ball. Do you remember? Wilson! Wilson!
Yeah, I remember that one. Yeah.
And in the NRL, Sam Burgess. Sorry, mate, we should have given you an AFL question.
We should have. He plays for the South Sydney Rabbitohs. We should have thrown a Swannies question in there for you.
One. So let's tick that one anyway.
Which you play for. Oh, well, never mind.
So we'll say 6 out of 10 there for you, mate, but all is not lost because let's do it. Spin the wheel.
Wheel of Prizes.
Yes, Steve, the great thing is about playing the Fast 500 is you always walk away a winner even if you don't score the cash. Steve, dinner for you tonight is sorted all thanks to a Domino's dinner voucher.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
How good is that? What's your pizza choice, mate? Your pepperoni, your supreme, are you all meat lovers?
I usually ring up and get one of everything that's $5.
Yeah. Oh, great. Are you?
Yes.
Oh, mate, you go for the classic $5 ones.
Eight different types of pizzas for what? $40.
Oh, how good is that?
This is a bloke who knows what he's doing.
Bloody oh,
man.
Yeah.
How good is that? Well,
everybody's got different tastes, so you're bound to hit a pizza that everyone has liked.
Absolutely.
You're an expert on pizza, expert on AFL. Is there anything you don't know, Steve?
Rugby league.
yeah. How long I'm going to live.
Oh, well, there you go. Steve, thank you so much for playing. Tomorrow morning, same time, same station, $500 back up for grabs with Pippa and Jimmy's Fast 500. Stand by right now, Zed, the middle, then Stephen Fenwick from techguide.com.au.
Take a seat. Right over there, sat on the stairs, stay or leave.
Zed's the middle on Hit 93.5. You've got Pippa and Jimmy on the air 14 minutes past 7 o'clock. $1,000 with Alpha Bucks is ready to go just before 8 a.m. this morning.
And Mother's Day is this Sunday, guys, and we're celebrating with Mother's Week. So you can catch the Hit Squad out every day and score stacks of treats for Mum thanks to the Meadow Floral Design and Two Sheep for Your Two Feet.
From techguide.com.au, talking all things tech with Stephen Fenwick.
Hey, Stephen Fenwick, welcome to the Pippa and Jimmy show this morning. Mate, let's kick it off. You've got some brand new unlimited data mobile phone plans. Tell us about those.
Hi, yeah, how are you going? Yeah, there's a lot of action happening in the mobile space, and unlimited plans were last week unveiled by Telstra and Vodafone.
Okay.
And unlimited mobile data plans. So exciting developments there. You're going to get a lot of data to use,
wow.
Unlimited amount of data, but they have specified, these telcos, there is a catch to this little system where they
really?
Have specified amounts of data that you can use that you can use at the full speed of the network. So you can go nuts. Like, I think the minimum is 40 gigabytes of data a month, which is a lot.
That is
a
lot.
You go up to 120 gig. But once you hit that allotment of data, what happens is they'll slow your connection down. So if you use more than that uncapped data allowance,
mm-hmm.
you're then throttled back to 1.5 megabits per second, which sounds slow, but still fast enough to stream music, watch standard definition video, and browse the web.
Okay.
So it's unlimited data, but unfortunately not unlimited speed.
And Stephen, there are also some new mobile services coming out that are going to be like Uber.
Yeah, well, Boost Mobile is a mobile virtual network operator. So they use the Telstra network. So they don't own the Telstra network. They on-sell the Telstra network to their customer base, which is Boost has got a very youth-focused brand,
the
young people, young at heart, who use the brand. Now, the founder, the boss of Boost Mobile, is a gentleman by the name of Peter Addison.
Okay.
And he's always a very outspoken guy in the telco industry. He actually predicted a year and a half ago that the telcos would introduce unlimited plans, which we've just spoken about. So he's pretty on point about what he knows about the industry. He also had a chat about these new prediction he made where the mobile virtual network operator of the future may not be affiliated with one network. So you can imagine this Uber-like service where you want to get somewhere, you hit the app, and you're matched with a driver and they turn up in their car and they take you where you've got to go. Well, imagine that same process happening in the mobile space where you're not affiliated with any particular network. You just have this plan and it'll connect you to the fastest or the cheapest network depending on what you want. So that if it's Vodafone in your area, then you'll be on Vodafone. If it happens to be Telstra, then you'll be on Telstra. So there's this is working, and actually Boost is working in conjunction with Google, who has an operation called Project Fi, F-I, which is actually developing that very technology, which will allow customers to use to connect calls, messages and data using a combination of Wi-Fi and all the cellular services at their disposal. So this sort of agnostic plan that you don't have to be with one network, you can be with all the networks and use them when they're the best suit for you.
Amazing. Stephen Fenwick, we love having you on the show to give us all of your tech updates. You can check out those stories and more at techguide.com.au. Stephen, thank you for joining the Pippa and Jimmy show this morning.
My pleasure. Talk to you soon.
The Uber of mobile phone networks. Cheers for that, Stephen. Hey, Pippa, we've got the Royal Update coming up in a couple of minutes. What can we expect?
10 sleeps away, guys, and Harry and Meghan have broken yet another wedding tradition. I'm going to tell you what it is next.
Pippa Moore and Jimmy Love.
Oh, yeah.
Hit 93.5. It is meant to be.
We do it all thanks to Macca's, Dubbo and Wellington. If you've got loose change, head to Macca's because right now you can get a McDouble burger, $3. BB Rexha, meant to be on here at 7:23. It's the Pippa and Jimmy show and the disturbing new trend that teenagers are getting caught up with. I'm going to tell you what it is in the next 15 minutes.
Hey, Royal Update.
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, the big day is 10 sleeps away and they've broken a few traditional wedding kind of things that usually happen and they're just going against the grain and they've done it yet again.
This surprises me because a royal wedding, isn't it meant to be extremely traditional?
It is meant to be extremely traditional, but I think moving with the times, certain things have become a little bit more lax. For instance, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are getting married at St. George's Chapel at Windsor, not Westminster Abbey like Kate and Wills did. And one of the biggest things of the day at a royal wedding is waiting to see the royal couple kiss as husband and wife on the balcony of Buckingham Palace after the ceremony. And Harry and Meghan are not going to do that. They're not going to have the kiss on the balcony.
But isn't that that's like the big thing?
Something that dates back to the 1800s.
Why?
So they're not doing it because they're trying to buck a trend. It's purely a matter of distance because they're getting married at St. George's Chapel in Windsor Castle, which is about an hour's drive away from Buckingham Palace. Whereas when Kate and Wills got married at Westminster Abbey, much closer to the palace.
Oh, come on. They could just get a helicopter to chopper them in. Seriously, guys, it's not that hard.
Also, St. George's Chapel doesn't actually have its own balcony. Which means the last time we may see the royal couple will possibly be during the carriage procession as they head towards their reception at Frogmore House.
So all the crowds can't hang around Buckingham Palace. There's no point.
No, there won't be any point because they won't be sharing a kiss on the balcony.
That is actually pretty disappointing.
But did you also know that in the Church of England, kissing isn't allowed in the church following the exchanging of vows?
I did not know that.
So the very Reverend Dr. John Hall, who's the Dean of Westminster, said before Kate and Will's wedding, there won't be a kiss during the wedding ceremony because they don't do that in the Church of England. It's sort of more of a Hollywood thing saying you may now kiss the bride, but it doesn't happen in traditional church settings, which is why you didn't see it for Kate and Will's and why you won't see it this time.
Oh, that's very interesting to know.
Very interesting.
Another trend bucks.
That's right. 2018, modern royal weddings.
There you go. And how long are we away from it?
10 sleeps.
Oh, wow. Pippa, your excitement levels must be through the roof.
Oh, listen, just wait till next Friday. I'll probably rock up to the show in a wedding gown.
Your top news headlines coming up in the news next and then trending now.
The 2018 Regional Australia Bank Dubbo Show starts this Friday.
9 degrees.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
Well, big news yesterday. The Met Gala for 2018 was underway and dozens of treasures loaned by the Vatican were given to New York's Metropolitan Museum of Art. Then they made their debut as the centrepiece of the star-studded event. All the celebs were there.
Yeah, it looked pretty pretty happening, the Met Gala yesterday.
Happening is a great word to describe it. So Rihanna came dressed as the Pope because the theme was heavenly bodies and sort of, you know, the Catholic image and Catholicism.
There you go.
So lots of embellishment, lots of crosses seen everywhere. You know, Kim Kardashian, Sarah Jessica Parker, George and Amal Clooney, Rita Ora, Anne Hathaway, J-Lo, Madonna. Hugh Jackman were there and his wife Deborah Lee Furness, Ruby Rose. Naomi Watts was there as well. So it was all, it was an amazing, amazing night. There is a strict no selfie rule at the Met Gala. Which,
lame.
Back in 2015, Anna Wintour, who is the editor-in-chief of Vogue in the States, introduced the rather unpopular new rule. So you can't snap away on the red carpet, but then what everybody does is everybody flocks to the bathrooms
and
to document
selfies,
the night.
Yeah.
Yes. So Kim Kardashian, Kylie Jenner and Ariana Grande were just on the selfie train.
You know what they should get there? One of those booths, selfie booths. Where you just get in the booth and you do fun selfie photos.
That would be great.
And I want some of the Asian ones as well where you can add the little emojis in there and like make yourself look pretty and stuff. Wouldn't that be fun?
That would be fun actually. The Snapchat filters.
Yeah, that would be cool.
That would be good.
Yeah, get rid of the phones and the extended arms. I think they're so 2011.
And your selfie sticks.
Yeah,
no. So Nicki Minaj also took the moment to announce the long-awaited follow-up to her 2014 album and let everybody know she's got a new album coming out.
How good is that? Love Nicki Minaj.
So she was speaking on the red carpet saying, it's a big night for me because I just want to let the world know that my album is coming June 15. It's called Queen and I can't wait.
I wonder if she's going to do another collaboration with my mate Justin Bieber.
Oh, that'd be good.
I'd love that.
Hey, they're the ones that sung the lyric, Gotta Keep an Eye Out for Selena.
Gotta Keep an Eye Out for Selena.
Right,
yeah.
Okay, that would be a good collab.
Yeah.
2.0.
Yeah, 2.0 would be awesome.
By the by, Beyonce and Jay-Z weren't there because Jay-Z decided that he wanted to take Beyonce on a holiday before her next world tour kicks off, so she brushed the Met Gala for a better offer.
I'd have to be honest, though, when I go to those sort of events, like gala events.
When I go to the Met Gala, you know.
I like to get on the grog.
Yes.
I feel like as a celebrity, if you're at one of these events and you get too much on the grog and end up like Carl Stefanovic trying to be on the Today Show the next day, you're going to just be like world headlines as the biggest drunk in the world.
It's going to be a bit of a disgrace.
Yeah, so I feel like you've got to be on your best behaviour and
you
I wouldn't enjoy that, which would mean that it'd be like working.
Oh, it's so hard. With so many gala events you have to go to as well that just is so much work.
Well, we've got one coming up in June and I feel like I'm going to have to be on my best behaviour for it.
It's no rest for the wicked, is there? You can check out those stories and more. Check out all the fashion from the Met Gala 2018 at hit.com.au and click on the Scoopla tab.
Fantastic. 7:37 with Pippa and Jimmy on Hit 93.5. And I just need the attention of all the parents at the moment. If you've got a kid who's in high school, there's a new viral craze which is very detrimental to children's health. I'm going to tell you what the kids are doing, which you need to tell them to stop right away after Cheerleader on Hit. Hit 93.5, thanks to Macca's, Dubbo and Wellington. Treat you and a mate to 24 Chicken McNuggets, $9.95 every single day at Macca's. Hey, good morning, everybody. It's Pippa and Jimmy here. And Pippa, let's talk about viral internet trends. And I'm going to do a Tracy Grimshaw because there's a viral internet trend which could be causing your children harm.
Brace yourselves, parents, because Jimmy Love is about to give some parenting advice. This will be good.
No, I'm not.
This will be really good.
I'm not giving advice. I'm giving information.
You're giving guidance?
Guidance.
Parenting guidance to the children of Dubbo and the Central West.
No, I'm not giving parenting guidance.
Okay.
I'm giving information.
Okay, you're just delivering the news.
And
okay.
Parents of the Central West, whatever you want to do with this news is up to you.
It's your choice.
I'm just informing you about a viral trend.
Okay.
Because we all know how viral trends can cause young people to do all sorts of things. Planking? Remember planking?
Yeah, I do remember planking. God, I'd forgotten about that. That just memories came flooding back to me.
Everyone was around town lying flat on things, planking.
Yes, they were.
Doing them from dangerous positions.
Mm-hmm. on top of things.
Mm. Now, do you remember when we were kids, Pippa, when you sort of became teenagers and you started to smell bad?
Yep.
And everyone was bringing deodorant to school, like spray cans.
Impulse body spray, yes.
And the boys would discover that if you spray someone with deodorant on their arm for long enough, it'll start to hurt them.
Yes, and it would create a burn on their arm or wherever you sprayed it.
Now, it's an old prank.
Old prank. Old as the hills.
Old as the hills. Thing is, though, young people these days who think they've invented everything, they think they've just invented this new prank of spraying people with deodorant till it burns.
Oh, they think it's a new thing.
And paired with their smartphones, there's a new craze with kids filming, knowingly spraying people with this deodorant who know they're being sprayed with it to see how long they can last.
Oh, dear.
So you put your arm out.
Yep.
You know, your friend gets a deodorant can and sprays it on your arm until you say stop.
A couple of people probably hold you down. Yep. And you spray it at very close range as well. Mm. So it gets really hot, it gets really painful, and then creates a big welt that scabs and possibly scars as well.
Now, back in the day, this prank used to just be a do it to someone who's unexpecting, and as soon as they feel the twinge, they move their arm away.
Yep.
But now, because they're doing it for social media, kids these days are knowingly wanting to do it to prove to their mates that they're the toughest and they can handle the deodorant spray for longer than their mates can, so they can post it on Snapchat and Instagram.
Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear.
So, not giving any parents any advice on what to do with this.
Okay.
There's the information.
Right. Do with that what you will.
Yeah.
Maybe beware. Just be mindful that this is happening in our community.
Oh, people, that sounds like advice to me, to the parents.
Oh, Jimmy Love giving you parenting updates across Dubbo on the Central West. Who I never thought I'd see the day.
Oh, stop it. It's not an update. It's information, Pippa.
That's
information.
Good. You delivered it well. I'm proud of you.
Khalid Love Lies. Sorry if it's hard to catch my vibe. Amy Shark, how good is that? It's called I Said Hi. Tell us what you think at hit.com.au. Become a VIP. You can win some great prizes. Talking about prizes, Pippa, $1,000 in the next 4 minutes to give away.
With Alpha Bucks.
Yeah, listen for your cue to call.
Yes! Yes!
No!
Facebook statuses which say, no cheating. Brighten my day by posting the 13th photo in your camera roll.
Brighten my day? Mate, what are you doing with your life? Get a hobby, for goodness sake. If seeing people's 13th photo on their camera roll is the thing that's brightening your day, we got some problems.
Like, what are they trying to do? Trick you into posting a nude?
Go for a walk. Get some fresh air. Talk to another human being rather than staring at a screen.
So I'm going to guess you're a no on this one?
No.
I'm a no as well. Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. No.
Saying, I'm not being sexist, but seriously, women can't drive.
I feel like women or men or anyone in general that makes statements like these maybe are a little bit small-minded.
I agree. I remember once I'm sitting in my workplace in a radio station in Melbourne I used to work in, and one of the guys just says, I'm not being racist, but... And then one of the other guys goes, but you're just about to say something racist?
Yeah.
And I'm like, absolutely. You never say, no offence, I'm not being racist, yes. I'm not being sexist, unless you're going to
The only time you preface something with the statement, I'm not being blah blah, is when you're going to follow it up with something that you're going to say.
Yeah, yes. Exactly.
So I'm going to say no to that.
No, I agree.
Yes. No.
Okay, you know when you're at work and you're scratching for conversation topics with colleagues?
Oh, because it's a bit awkward.
It's a bit awkward. You're like, oh, let's do some small talk. So you talk about the weather and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Okay, this one. Asking what they've got planned for the weekend on a Wednesday.
I've done this before and then I've thought in my head, geez, you're desperate. You are really scraping the bottom of the barrel here because it is midweek and you're going, okay, let's talk about the weekend.
Yeah, if it's Friday, fine. Hey, right. What you got on the weekend?
Even great. Thursday's fine. Before Thursday, smells a bit desperate to me.
I agree. I had a flatmate ask me the other day, last week on a Wednesday, what you doing this weekend? And I was like, it's Wednesday. I haven't thought about the weekend yet.
I'm just trying to get through Wednesday.
Yeah.
And I'm just got to try and get through Thursday as well.
Yeah.
Ask me on Friday.
I think Thursday afternoon is when it gets to an acceptable point where you can ask about what's up on the weekend.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah.
Before then, just hold off and just maybe ask them about their shoes or something.
So we're saying no to that?
They look supportive. You've got good arch supportive nose. Great.
It's a triple no today.
Yeah, it is.
All about the nose.
Yes. No.
Alpha Bucks coming up next.
Here we go. Pippa and Jimmy. Hit 93.5.
Narrow mine, it's 11 degrees. Alpha
Bucks. Oh, people, let's do it. Let's play the Central West favourite radio competition. What up, Chris?
What's up, mate? How are you?
What up?
Chris. Happy Wednesday. How you feeling? You keen for the cash?
Oh, I'm going to give it a go. Let's go. Let's see if I can do it.
Oh, let's see if you're ready to jump straight into it, mate.
He's raring to go.
You know how it works, mate. You got 10 questions, 30 seconds. If you get all 10 right, $1,000. Now, you've got to answer each question starting with the letter we give you.
Mm-hmm. You ready for your letter?
I certainly am. Can we make it an easy one for a Wednesday?
If you were to pick your letter, what letter would you pick?
I don't know, to be honest. I'd probably have to go B. It's a bit common. I don't know.
It is pretty common.
I'd go S, personally.
You'd go S?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about the letter I? I for information.
Yeah, that'd be a challenge, but yeah, I could give it a go.
Well, Chris, that's your letter for today. The letter I.
No problem.
Okay.
Let's see if we can give you $1,000.
Chris. 30 seconds is on the clock, 10 questions. Your time will start at the end of the first question. Starting with the letter I, name an app.
App, pass.
A type of cuisine.
Pass.
A girl's name.
Indy.
A movie.
Indiana Jones.
A shop.
Inca.
A celebrity.
Pass.
A hotel chain.
Ibis.
A two-letter word.
It.
A Dubbo street name.
Pass.
A word ending in O.
Indigo.
Good job with indigo.
Yeah, that was good.
Yes.
You struggled at the beginning. Mate, do you have Instagram?
Do you have Instagram, Chris?
Yeah, I do, actually. I didn't even think Instagram.
What about iMovie on your Mac computer?
Oh, yeah, I don't own a computer.
Oh, okay, that's all right.
For a cuisine, Indian. You ever had Indian food before?
Oh, yeah, Indian, yeah.
What about a bit of Italian?
Oh, yeah, Italian,
Bit of carbonara.
What about for a shop, IKEA or your local IGA?
Oh, yeah, IGA, IKEA, yeah.
Celebrity, Ian Thorpe, Iggy Azalea.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who wrote down Dubbo street name? That's tough. There's only four streets apparently in Dubbo.
Well, apparently the list is exhaustive, it says there on
four.
A note.
That's a hard one.
Dubbo
street name was a bit of a hard one.
You'd have to take a stab in the dark there, wouldn't you, Chris?
Ingrid, Ironbark, Isaac, Laura, we would have accepted. Chris, you did really well. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, well, not too bad.
A 5 out of 10
is not
bad.
That's all right. That's average.
That's it. That is average. That's right.
No worries, mate. Hey, Chris, you have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
No worries at all, mate. Good news, though, is if you're a middle income earner, you would have earned $500 in the budget yesterday.
Yes, the big bougie was revealed last night. And coming up next, we're going to break it down for you in layman's terms, because if you're a dum-dum like Jimmy and I and don't understand it, we are going to spell it out for you.
Plus, why celebrities, Aussie celebrities, aren't happy with the budget.
Oh, no.
I'm going to tell you up next.
Wake up, shake up.
Now, let's have some fun. This beat is hot.
Dub on the Central West, number one, hit 93.5, Yukonski, wake up, shake up. Hey, morning, everybody. How you doing this Wednesday, 9 minutes past 8 o'clock, and treat you and a mate to 24 Chicken McNuggets, $9.95 every single day. Let's talk about the budget.
Yes, big day on the government's calendar because last night the 2018 federal budget was released.
Or as that girl on that TV commercial says, the bougie.
That's right. We joke a lot about how nobody really cares about the budget. And everybody says, oh, it's so boring and what a snooze fest. But I guarantee you that every person is probably going to have some sort of opinion in the next financial year or 12 months about where the government puts their money.
Everybody loves to say, oh, they give too much money to this.
They should be giving more money to this.
Or spend more money on that. I can't believe that they spent $1 billion on defence, but there's a pothole in my road. You know
That's
what I mean?
That's right, yes. So everybody's got an opinion on where the government should spend their cash. And so we've got a breakdown of exactly where it's going to go.
We've broken down the budget 2018.
That's right. So that in 6 months' time, you're not shocked and going, why didn't they spend any money on that in the budget?
Pippa, Who are the big winners of the budget Bouger 2018?
The big winners for the Bouger 2018, first cab off the rank, low to middle income earners.
Oh.
If you are earning a low to middle income, you are going to win this budget because it's set to benefit more than 10 million people because the government's going to reduce your tax bill.
Oh, I love this.
That's basically the easiest way to explain it to you.
I saw that if you earn 50 grand a year, next year you're going to have $500 more money in your pocket.
Yeah, so depending on where you sit in the income bracket, but you're not going to have to pay as much tax.
Oh, how good is that?
A little bit more cashola for you.
Let's have another ding.
Okay, next winner are older Aussies because pensioners are going to be able to earn more money without impacting their pension under the Pension Work Bonus Scheme.
Shout out to the golden oldies.
That's right.
The Golden Wests.
Exactly, that's right. So it also, this program will be expanded to include people who are self-employed as well. So overall, that cost in the budget is about $227 million.
But that's
I just
more
had to
money
really read that.
Back in the golden oldies pockets.
That's
congratulations,
right. Exactly.
Golden oldies.
So that's fantastic. Hey, another massive winner for this budget, mental health.
Great.
Which is excellent. So the government is throwing a lot of cash at mental health care services for vulnerable Australians, and this includes those living in regional and rural areas, e.g. us, and older people as well. So there's going to be an increase of $338 million in mental health funding, which focuses on suicide prevention, research and assistance for older Aussies. There's also $83 million for psychological services in residential aged care, and $20 million to support isolated older Aussies. They're going to throw a heap of cash supporting people who are struggling with mental illness and a lot of cash for suicide prevention services such as Lifeline, Sane Australia as well, and crisis hotlines, which is fantastic news.
Really good news. I absolutely love hearing stuff like that, Pippa.
Yeah. So a little bit of neutral ground because you've got the winners and losers and then some stuff kind of stays the same. Overall, regional Australia, we're not going to see a lot of change in this budget. So the government's throwing about $160 million over the next 4 years to improve satellite navigation to basically areas without mobile phone coverage.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be a really great thing. There's additional funding going to be thrown at the Royal Flying Doctor Service, more places in regional universities.
Great.
So they're all really good things. However, no new funding to fix mobile black spots. And the budget, now this could be what affects a lot of people, particularly out here. The budget hasn't included any further drought relief to support farmers in drought-affected areas, and they haven't specified a clear plan to deal with another major drought.
Okay.
So this could be something that we're talking more about in the future.
Absolutely. This is something where, because regions like ours, we only vote for one party generally, the government doesn't feel like they need to throw money at us to be able to win an election out here. They know we'll vote for them, so they don't really care that much. Where in regional city areas where it might be competitive, they'll want to throw money at them to try and win an election. So
that's a list of a few winners and a few neutral parties. Jimmy, who's lost in the budget?
So the big losers from the budget include famous people. I'll come to the famous people in just a moment, Pippa, because they are not happy with the federal government's new budget.
Bow, bow.
But quickly, vacant landowners. Now, if you own a vacant block of land, bad news, you will no longer be able to claim that as a deduction on your tax.
Oh, so if you just got a block of land, you're sitting on it, not doing anything with it? Bow, bow.
It's not going to be good news for your bottom line. The ABC, their funding has been frozen.
Oh, no. Why?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe they didn't agree with something said on the Gruen transfer the other week.
Oh, dear.
So
okay.
Said, sorry, guys, that's $80 million,
whoa,
which you're going to lose
no
out on.
No more
there.
Cashola for you. Okay.
So, and they reckon that the ABC can absorb that in like functionality costs, but the ABC have hit back and said, no, we can't.
No, okay.
Now let's get to the biggest one, the fame tax, people. It's called
the fame tax.
For famous people, celebrities are going to be hit with a new tax with new rules on their image rights to make sure they're not dodging tax income.
Oh, this is a good thing, keeping them accountable.
Pippa, this could affect you and I.
Oh my gosh.
Just want to put it out there because, get this, in Tuesday's federal budget, the fame tax is going to cover anything from when someone sells their image to another company. So,
okay,
say Jennifer Garner sells her image to Garnier.
Yes.
And they give her 100 bottles of Garnier shampoo.
Right.
She'll have to pay tax on those shampoos now.
Oh, will she?
She won't get away with just being able to be like, oh, you know, it's an endorsement. I got it for free. She'll have to declare it and pay tax on it.
So no sneaky swindles under the table.
So if we go somewhere and they give us something for free, and we've sold it.
Yep.
Oh, we may have to pay tax on it, Pippa.
But let's be honest, really, what do we get for free?
What do we get for free? Like, literally, I got a sausage sandwich for free once and I was pretty happy.
Yeah, stoked with that. What do we get for free? Just good times.
Yeah. So they're the big losers there from the budget 2018. There you go.
So 2018 budget breakdown for dummies. You can read it online if you really want to get down to the nitty gritty.
Just Google Bouget, also spelled B-U-D-G-E-T.
Perfect.
This is The Hit Squad.
Hey, Mike, what you doing?
Hey, Jimmy. So we are at Lady Cutler Oval.
Pippa's here as well, Mike.
Yeah, hey, Mike. How you going?
Hey, how you going? Sorry to ignore you there.
It's a Pippa and Jimmy show, Mike, from work days. So when you address us, say hi, Pippa and Jimmy. Can we start that again?
I'm being very precious, isn't he, Mike?
He is. I will start that again. Good morning, Pippa and Jimmy.
This is The Hit Squad.
Mike from work days. How you doing, mate?
Good morning, Pippa and Jimmy. How are you going?
Whereabouts are you, Mike, from workdays?
We're hanging out at Lady Cutler Oval at the moment, and we're doing it for Mother's Day because, of course, Mother's Day is this Sunday, so if you haven't got your stuff sorted, come and find the Hit Squad. We've got some great Mother's Day goodies. We've got some vouchers to ship you to get your mum the best UGG boots around. Or you can give your mum some great flowers from the Meadow Floral Design as well. They've got some chockies as well. All your Mother's Day goodies are right here with the Hit Squad at Lady Cutler Oval.
Hey, thanks, Mike. Hey, Mike, could you bring a few things back for me? Because I forgot it was Mother's Day, so I haven't got anything yet.
Well, we'll see. I'll wait till Dubbo in the Central West comes and collects the gifts, and if there's any left, I'll see what I can do.
Don't forget to put the fame tax on that, Mike, because it was revealed in the budget that celebrities are going to get taxed for their stuff. So make sure you slap a tax on it for Jimmy, okay? Because he's a celeb wanting a freebie.
See, I would, but is Jimmy really a celebrity? Is he though?
Great question.
He's off the radio. That's it. Find Mike in the Hit Squad right now. He's hanging out at Lady Cutler Oval. Noah Kahan, Hurt Somebody on Hit 93.5. Hey, morning everyone. Pippa and Jimmy, 24 minutes past 8, 25 degrees today. And Pippa, I've got another story to tell you to add to my list of not reading the instructions on something and then failing to be able to use it properly.
You would think that by now you've learned.
What have I done so far? Okay, I didn't read the instructions on how to put on insoles in shoes.
Nope. You didn't read instructions about how to set up a blow-up pool.
Mm-hmm.
What else haven't you read instructions on how to do?
This time, I didn't read instructions on how to use a candle I bought.
How to use a candle. Now, how have you failed at using a candle?
Exactly. Can I ask you a question, Pippa?
Ask away.
If you bought a candle, and there's a tiny little set of instructions on top of it,
yep.
Would you read the instructions?
No, probably not, because using a candle's pretty straightforward. Well, but I do know they have them on there.
This is what I thought.
Yeah.
I thought there's no need for the instructions on a candle. I'm a man. I'm instruction free.
I know everything.
I know it all. I'm very smart. Well, this time I've been stumped again by a candle.
What's happened?
So I bought a new candle. Great. It's a gorgeous new candle.
Nice scent about it.
I've got my lighter out.
Yep.
Lit the lighter up. Holding up the lighter to the wick, nothing.
Mm.
It's not catching on fire.
Okay.
In fact, not catching on fire at all, but starting to be a bit of an off smell.
Oh, dear. That's not what you want with a scented candle.
No.
Unless the scent that you bought was, you know, a garbage yard. Then maybe it was right on point.
You're absolutely correct there, Pippa. Thing is, smell like plastic, not like the mango fragrance that it promised.
Oh, no. No mango. Mango because it makes a man go.
So I went and lit another candle just to check it wasn't lighter.
Right.
Which I probably could have known just by the fact that the lighter was turned on.
Could have safely assumed it probably wasn't. If you saw a flame, you'd say it's working.
Again, I tried to light this candle.
Okay.
Nothing.
Yeah.
No light.
Mm.
So then I go, you know what? Better read the instructions on the candle.
Yeah.
Turns out there's a little plastic cover covering the wick, needs to be removed before lighting the candle according to the instructions.
Rookie error.
Here's the problem here. I've melted the plastic cover onto the wick.
Oh, no.
So I may have just rendered my candle useless.
Oh, how could you not see the plastic, though?
Well, here's the thing. I turned my light off and lit another candle already. Right. So I was like sort of going off darkness.
You're going in the dark, doing it by candlelight from your other candle.
You know, some people like to switch it off before they do it, you know?
Yeah. Just mix up the process.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. So now you've got a busted candle.
I'm wondering, do you think I could return it?
Oh, my gosh. Have you got the receipt?
I've got the receipt. Did you go back to the candle shop? Oh, guys, it's a falsy candle.
Oh, my gosh. They're going to ask if you read the instructions. And what are you going to say?
No.
No, it's, oh, my goodness.
It's useless, though. It's got the melted plastic on the wick.
Try it, because it'll make great radio content. Just see how you go.
There you go. I'll add that to my stories.
Melted plastic candle. Maybe some people like the smell of melted plastic, though. Just give it a try. You might really grow on you.
Mayor Ben Shields coming in next on Hit.
The 2018 Regional Australia Bank.
Moment on Wingee Warra Street.
Trending now at hit.com.au. One, two,
three. Mayor on air, Ben Shields joins the show up next. Hey, if you've got a question you would like us to ask Ben, you can give us a call right now, 13 12 16.
Trending now, Mel B has confirmed that the Spice Girls are going on tour. This has been something that's been going on for months. Posh Spice has been like, no, we're not. Then Mel B's like, yes, we are. Then Posh Spice is like, no, we're not. So she has confirmed they're definitely sorting something out.
Oh, you're back. Well, we are happening in the works of figuring the stuff out. I don't want to say too much. But yeah, all five of us have signed with Simon Fuller.
You know what? Here's the thing. Mel B was the one who said that they were going to be performing at the royal wedding.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much turned out to be a lie.
Well, we don't know. We'll find out on May 19, won't we?
Well, if that's a lie, I don't believe that.
Well, so I don't think we've heard the end of this.
Yeah, well, it just seems, as you said before, it just seems to be yes, no, yes, no, yes, no.
I know. You know. They need their own yes, no segment on this show.
They do, don't
going
they?
Going on tour, yes, no. Other bit of trending now news. Andrew Denton's new interview show, aptly called Interview, has seen a slew of amazing guests come on the show. And his latest guest, Cher, has come on the show. And she has opened up about an amazing story when her and Meryl Streep once saved someone from a mugging.
She wanted to get some ice cream. And I was saying, Meryl, this is not a great part of town. We're going to go walking alone, two girls, to go to the ice cream store. She said, oh, come on, it's the safest place in the world. So we're walking and we are about to turn the corner and we hear screaming, death-curdling screams, you know? And we go around the corner and there's this gigantic man ripping this girl's clothes off on one side, the left side, and just ripping her shirt. And Meryl started running and I started running and we were screaming. And the guy turned and looked at us and I don't know how it happened, but she went to the left and I went to the right and he ran through us. But this man was like 6,000 feet tall.
Wow.
And we got to the girl. And then she realized it was us and she started screaming at the top of her lungs. It scared me to death.
So she was just about to get assaulted and then now she's having the time of her life because Meryl Streep and Cher just saved her.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing? So they are starring together in the upcoming film Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again.
Oh, are they?
Yes, which will be great fun.
Are they doing some of the same songs in that one or is it like a whole new song or you're not sure?
No, I think they'll be teaming up for some numbers, which will be fantastic.
I know what I mean is like, you know how in the original Mamma Mia, there was like the Mamma Mia and all the ABBA songs?
Oh, the original hits,
yeah. Will this be like a new storyline with new hits or do you reckon they'll have the same songs?
I think it'll be a new storyline but still ABBA songs.
ABBA songs.
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Delving a bit deeper into the catalogue.
How good is that? Check out all those stories plus more hit.com.au. Stand by, the Mayor on Air, Mayor Ben Shields joins us up next. We're going to ask him about this big new development on Macquarie Street after Vance Joy.
Under the surface, you don't know what you'll find until it's your time. No second chances, but all we can do is try. I made up my mind. I can't see you, but I hear your call. Baby, hold on now. We're going home. If we make it or we don't, we won't be alone. When I see your light shine, I know I'm home. If you're waiting all your life, you won't ever go. When I see your light shine.
Dubbo on the Central West, number one, hit 93.5. Morning, everyone. It is the Pippa and Jimmy show, and we do it all thanks to Macca's, Dubbo and Wellington. If you got loose change, head to Macca's, because right now you can get a McDouble burger for only $3.
And have we got a particular opener for this segment?
Oh, sorry.
You've forgotten about it, haven't you?
I forgot to play this for you, the mayor.
The King of House. Mayor on air.
Mayor Ben Shields, welcome to the studio.
Good morning.
Good morning
good
to
morning.
You.
Good Great
morning.
To have you with
good
us.
Good morning. Good morning. Mate, how you been?
Oh, going pretty well.
Yeah?
Pretty well indeed. You know, yeah. It's budget time. So political nerds like me, you know, we get all excited and jittery in that, you know. So
yes. Now, we've covered off on the 2018 Big Budget that was released last night. And for us
but,
here...
But, you know, we had a Big Budget in council as well
two days ago.
You did.
What
know?
Happened
like,
there?
Big Budget as well. Look, oh, we have to set a budget as well, funny enough. I just, I just can't go around and, you know, write blank checks to everyone.
Just
so,
flashing the gold Amex around, willy-nilly?
Well, I can flash it around. I just can't swipe it at the machine.
Okay,
so,
it's
you know,
pay-wave
so I can
only.
Flash it. You know, not a problem. Not a problem.
Pay-wave,
so,
$100 or less.
Yeah, that's right.
Basically, no. Yeah. So, yeah, so we had our budget. So
how long
yeah,
is the budget set for? I'm hearing something like 2040 is the year that's
well,
been
Well, that's
thrown
actually
around.
A little bit different. That is our community strategic plan, which also went through council the other day. So we're after public consultation. So effectively, community strategic plan, what that does, it is our direction until the year 2040.
Great. Yeah, great. Do you think we'll have a Kmart by then? Sorry.
Don't get me bloody started.
What are you,
Dubbo,
thumbs up, thumbs down, Pippa?
Okay, so 2040, the plan set. The plan's in place.
Yeah,
where are we going
to
be?
I've got planned for 25 Target stores and Kmart stores by then.
Great.
So, yep, so they'll be scattered on every corner of Macquarie Street.
Okay.
So,
like a Starbucks.
No, but seriously, though, no. So it is designed to give the council guidance on where it should head, but it's totally community driven. So
brilliant.
I'd encourage anyone. Now, it sounds nerdy. It sounds like the typical thing a mayor would talk about.
Yeah.
But look, go onto the council website, have a look at it. It's quite fascinating what we do have planned over the coming 20 odd years in Dubbo,
yeah,
where
right.
the town's heading, where there's going to be extra bridges and everything, our social services, what the main street will look like. And then reply. Tell us if we've got it wrong
right.
or right.
So that and the new BJ all on display at council at the moment?
Yeah, on our website.
Right.
Go to our
website,
yeah,
great.
You know, now the old interweb, you know,
yeah.
you can get there. So,
Speaking of things happening on Macquarie Street.
Yeah, now there's a big vacant block of land there near Myers. Now, what's happening there? There's been an application to build.
Well, the big block of land, you can actually see it from your studio.
Actually, we can actually see
yeah.
it from
you
right
can.
Here. Yeah.
You know, you can look at it
Where
right
at
now.
It?
Oh, look, it's huge. Absolutely huge. It would be Dubbo's biggest, most tallest building once it's built. It totally wraps around the old bank.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's huge. It's just, it's awesome. Now, a lot of people have said already that, oh, look, where are the parking and that? Well, the parking's actually included in the first few floors of the building.
Great. So
of the
be,
design.
Yeah,
so it's a hell
yeah.
of a lot of parking too, not just a few spaces. So I'm quite excited about it. I've got to be a little bit guarded on what I say because ultimately I'll be one of the people who make the decision to see whether it goes ahead or not.
Okay.
And I've got to make sure that, you know,
Look,
it's all complies with the law and the legislation and everything. I'm just hoping it does. Praying it complies with the law and legislation
right.
because if it does, there'll be a big, giant rubber stamp from me going on it because it's something Dubbo desperately needs to revitalise the main street.
Absolutely. Now, if this was to all go through as quickly as possible,
yep.
when would we be at the earliest expected to maybe be able to have this building complete?
Well, as I told a few of the councillors so far, I'd hope it to be built yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be great. But
yeah.
look, it's up to them. Look, realistically, it's up to them. We can give an approval to build.
Yeah.
But it's up to them how fast can they get to, you know, how fast can they get in to do it, really?
Yeah.
So,
it's up to them how much they want to,
that's
how quickly
exactly,
they want to do
that's
it.
That's exactly right. Now, obviously, something like that will be a stage thing because there's several towers involved
yep.
and that there's hotels, understand, retail, various restaurants.
Great.
It is really glitzy. It's really glamoury. You know, what
and
can
then
I say?
Can we get a confirmation from the mayor that you will make sure there's no loud drilling noises while Pippa and I are on the radio?
Oh, I don't know. It depends what you're saying, actually, and what you're playing. You know,
oh, okay.
they, you know, it might actually go a little bit louder, especially, you know. Any, yeah.
yeah,
so I might actually get them to aim their
the
drills this way, sort of thing.
The construction site will have hit 93.5
you know?
On, and once the mayor on air segment starts, the drilling will increase.
Oh, yes. Probably, you know, especially, yeah, that's quite nasty. But anyway.
Ben Shields, stick around for us a couple of minutes. We're going to do the Ben Buzzer. Now, the Ben Buzzer is where we give you 20 seconds to answer a question asked by the community.
It was originally 30 seconds.
Yeah, but you kept beating it, so.
Jimmy's cut it down.
I've cut it down to 20 seconds.
Because he doesn't like being beaten.
Yeah. So, Mayor Ben Shields, if anyone has a question for the mayor right now, he's going to get 20 seconds to respond. Give us a call, 13 12 16. We'll get it on after this ad.
Approved private and ABN buys only.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Hit 93.5's Pipper and Jimmy.
For McDonald's, Dubbo and Wellington.
On Hit 93.5.
And the mayor on air is in the studio, Mayor Ben Shields. Thanks for sticking around with us, mate.
Not a problem.
Now, 13 12 16 is the number you can call if you want to ask the mayor on air a question with the Ben Buzzer.
That's right. And the time of the Ben Buzzer has been reduced because, Ben, you're very good at keeping within time limits, which is not something we thought we'd say about a politician.
You'd think, wouldn't you?
I know.
Okay, Ben, let's do it. We've got a couple of questions for you here. And once we do the question, you've got 20 seconds to answer it. Okay, are you ready to go with question number one? Pippa's got it for you.
Okay, question one. This comes from Amy. Amy would like to know if there is an update on the Disability Action Plan and is it going to be funded?
Yes, totally funded. This budget that just went through, $500,000 a year for 4 years. It will make Dubbo the most disability-inclusive town, city in Australia. Full stop, done before 20 seconds. Ha.
Well done, Ben. Jeez, you're smug when you get it in, aren't you?
Very good.
Well done. Okay, you got the first question in. Okay, Ben, another 20 seconds loaded onto the Ben Buzzer.
All right.
You ready for question number two? This one's to do with the new pollutant traps. Jen has said, what's happening with them? Are they in? Are they working? Go.
Okay, yes, we have put two in since I've become mayor, and they are totally funded to be rolled out within 4 years. And again, Dubbo will be the cleanest river city in Australia once it's done. So, again, funded, done before 20 seconds. Ha, again.
Okay, wow. Well done, mate. The cleanest river city in Australia.
Pretty much.
Wow.
Okay. Now, we've got one more question for you, Mayor Ben Shields. This one, I am. When people ask puff questions like this, I do get concerned that maybe you've gone on and asked yourself a question at hit.com.au.
You've just submitted one in there
because you're like, oh, I'll be relatable to the people, you know?
Is that so, is it? I've never been relatable to the people, but anyway.
Sorry, we love you. We love having you in here.
Yeah.
Okay, final question, Mayor Ben Shields. If you were on The Voice, which coach would you choose?
So there's Delta, there's Kelly Rowland, Boy George and Joe Jonas.
I'd have to go with Boy George, really.
Yeah. Well, why?
Yeah, because he's like an icon for many, many years.
Yeah. He is good. Like, what song would you sing in your blind audition?
Oh, my God. I don't know. I'm going to have to be defeated in the 20-second clock.
No, you've still got time.
I've still got time.
Oh, Ben. 1 second. Just bear with me.
Yeah.
You get a... Oh, sorry. There you go. That took forever.
Oh, well. Yeah.
What's amazing?
How many wins over the last, so many shows now I've had over him, and his cheers. You know, there's no, like, little cheer or something.
No,
like
there's
that,
not.
You know, but he's right there with the sound effects if I stuff it up. And I'm thinking...
On something as important as who's...
On The Voice.
Team you would be on The Voice.
It's like I have time to be, you know, I'm at home at nights, you know, watching The Voice. Like,
by the way, before we let you go... Are we ever going to get toilets down at Lady Cutler 5 and 6?
No, as soon as I heard out that you want them, I've just decided to get rid of them.
They've been cut from the budget.
You know, I just thought, you know, that I just cut them just like you cut a mayor's timer. That's,
you know what? Here's the thing, Mayor. I train down there Wednesday nights, and I've got a very small bladder. Very small. And I often need to go to the toilet. I've got nowhere private to do so.
Is that so?
Yeah.
So maybe...
Even funnier. Even funnier.
Maybe.
That's right. That's even more incentive to knock more down, you know, clear those out everywhere.
There you go, Mayor Ben Shields says he is knocking down all the public toilets around the centre.
Oh,
and all because of Jimmy. You can blame Jimmy for it. No, it's actually funded fairly soon. And it's not because of Jimmy, but I will call it the Jimmy Love public toilet, if
thank
you like.
Great. Thank you. I will accept that. I will accept the
Ben. Ben Shields, thank you so much for joining the show this morning.
Not a problem.
Cheers, Ben.
Please don't stop the music. Music. I'm a sound of my, I'm a sound of my, please don't stop the music.
Rihanna, Don't Stop the Music on Hit 93.5. Yeah, she dressed up as a pope overnight to attend the Met Gala. Check out those images online. Just have to Google Rihanna as the pope.
Or head to hit.com.au.
You can see them there as well. Yeah. You can click on the Scoopla tab. Well, 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 we've hit 8.58. Another morning done and dusted as we send you off to work.
That's right, for your Wednesday. Great show.
If you say so yourself about your own show.
I do. I think it's been a great show. We've unpacked the federal budget. We've had the mayor on air. We've given you royal updates. We've informed parents of Dubbo and the Central West about viral internet crazes that could affect their children. Stephen Fennec's given us a tech update. Fast 500, Alpha Bucks. You can play again at 12 and 2. Mate, what's not to love?
What's up to today?
I've got to go home and watch the next episode of Picnic at Hanging Rock that's currently on Showcase, because later today we're interviewing one of the actors from the show. I'm going to play out his interview a little bit later this week.
What's that on Foxtel?
Showcase on Foxtel. Yeah, so it's a reimagined sort of version of the classic book and movie that came out many, many, many years ago.
I don't have Foxtel anymore. I unsubscribed once the A-League season finished. I only get it for the soccer.
For the sport?
So no need for it now that there's no sport on.
So you're not going to go home and watch Foxtel. What are you doing?
I just started a new series, series 5 of RuPaul's Drag Race.
Right,
so
yeah.
I'm trying to catch up on all like 13 Great. Series of that. So I'm just currently into that at the moment. So probably go home and watch that.
I was watching on Netflix yesterday. I saw a trailer of a new series on Netflix called The Rain. And it's set sort of in modern day times, and it's about how there's a virus in the rain and it's wiping out the population of the earth.
Oh, geez, I've never heard of a TV show about the population of the earth being wiped out.
I know. It's very trendy to do things about sort of post-apocalyptic worlds now.
Gee,
I think you'd really like it. From the trailer, I thought, oh, Jimmy Love would be keen on this.
Did you ever watch The Walking Dead?
No.
I got into it, and like, it was really cool at first.
Yeah.
But then it kind of started to drag. And you know how a show starts to drag and you're like, oh, do I keep persevering with it just in case it re-catches me back on? And I got to like season 3 and I lost it. Because then they made another version of the show called
Fear the Walking Dead, yes.
Which is like in the same world but following different people.
Oh, that's clever.
So I think that's what it's about. So that's a current show I'm not watching, FYI.
Okay, great.
Just so I can let you know what I'm not watching.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
No worries at all. You have a great afternoon and day.
And you, my friend.
And I'll see you for our Thursday morning show. Don't forget, tomorrow morning we've got that special offer.
Oh, yes. Be listening from 7, because if you've got a business that you want to catapult into the atmosphere and make it go global, we've got an offer for you.
Great. Up next, do not go anywhere, because we are your home of the great prizes for the Dubbo Regional Show this year.
We are, with Mike's Merino Mashup.
Yeah, he could give you ultimate VIP access to the Merino Sheep Shearing or something like that.
Yeah, it is the Sheep Shearing Show.
Oh, how cool would that be? Listen to Mike, because we are the home of all that sort of jits and jats here at Hit 93.5. Have a great afternoon, everyone. Bye.
Bye. The 20-